pray to open our evening. Our Father and our God, we are so grateful and thankful for the joy of children. We are thankful that in your earthly ministry, you stretched out your arms and you actually were indignant, angry, frustrated with the disciples who were trying to keep children away from you. Maybe they thought you were too busy or too important or too your time was too valuable, but in fact, you were indignant with them and said, "Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God." And Father, we trust and believe your heart is for children and for the children of this church. And we're so thankful for Becky and Eileen and Jamie, who've worked so hard in this program, that you would just bless our children. May they know and feel your hand upon their head and your blessing upon them. May you rejoice as you see them give this gift to us and to you. And in all of this, may you be glorified, and may your purposes among us be fulfilled. Father, we do pray for Olivia tonight. We thank you for her heart. She has such a glorious and wonderful heart. She longs to be here, but she can't. Lord, thank you that Christian can be here tonight, and he's feeling better. But we pray for Olivia. We pray that you would place your hand upon her and heal her. And give her rest this night and grant her healing, that she may be back to us very, very soon, and that she wouldn't miss any of this very important season. But we thank you for her servant heart, and we bless her this evening. Now bless our time and glorify yourself in the glorification of your Son, and grant us the joy of being here in your presence. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus,
name of wondrous love, name all other names above, unto which every knee must bow in deep humility.
Jesus, name of the priceless worth to the fallen here on earth for the promise that it gave, Jesus shall his people save.
Jesus, name of wondrous love, human name of God above, pleading only this, we too flee, O God, in faith to you.
Pray with me. Gracious and loving Lord God, who cared for us by sending a Savior to redeem us from the curse of sin, we lift our hearts and voices to you tonight in adoration and praise. Thank you for the many names of Jesus that teach us of the saving work and loving nature of our God and Savior. We ask your blessing on this service this night. May God receive glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I imagine in life that everyone here shares some things in common. For instance, we all have eyes, hearts, mouths. These are things that we all were born with. In fact, we all had them months before we were born.
There is something we all have in common that has given us a right after we were born. My bad. That was given to us right before we were born. After. I apologize. Let me start over. I'm nervous. There's something we all have in common that was given to us right after we were born. And everyone still has it today. Can you think of what it is? It's our name. When each of us was born, our parents took loving thought in giving us a name that would be just the right one. From out of thousands of names, they selected the one that would stay with us for the rest of our lives.
In the Bible, we noticed that some people had names that sound very common to us today, like Daniel or Ruth or Mark, while others had names that sound very unusual to us. There were ladies named Gomer, Cosby, and Azuba, and there were men named Jehoshaphat, Shem, and Ham. These names sound strange to us, but to those who lived at the time, these were very much more customary.
Knowing the names of God will help us trust Him with our daily affairs and with our eternal destinies, because in Scripture, a person's name is often signified his character or ability or mission, especially when the name is given by God. Adam named his wife Eve because she is the mother of all the living. God changed Sarai's name to Sarah.
And He changed Jacob's name to Israel. And when the Son of God came into the world, His name was not left to chance either. But we will learn more about that from the children tonight. The names of God are sure indicators of the destiny of those he names. And when He names Himself, we may be sure that the name is packed with who He is and what He intends to do. God does not choose names for Himself at random, for example, for the sound or for an ancestor or to avoid embarrassing nicknames. He chooses names for the sake of revealing things about Himself that will deepen our love for Him and enlarge our admiration and strengthen our faith.
Many people choose names because of their meaning. Did you know the name of David means one who is beloved? And Abigail means cause of joy.
And did you know that Jonathan means Jehovah has given?
Or that Hannah means favor? Today we will go back in time as we walk through the streets of a little town called Bethlehem, which, by the way, means house of bread, until we find a stable where a young lady has just given birth to a baby boy. As we quietly step into that stable, we will peek at a tiny baby and see him all wrapped up in strips of clean cloth. Then we will slowly look up at the mother and ask a very revealing question. What is his name?
Bingo. Tonight we're going to take a close look at the names of Jesus. In fact, we're going to look at many names that either were given to Jesus or represented Him. There were names given to Him by the angels, names that told of His work, names that showed His love for us, names that proved He was God, and names of strength and humility, names of His office, and names of His glory. Someone once counted 40 names mentioned in the Bible that speak of Jesus. If anyone deserved that many names, it was this very special baby who came to be our Lord and Savior.
The angel singing with the angel singing with delight of peace, goodwill to all this night. The angel singing with delight of peace, goodwill to all this night. Tell us, please tell us, who is that baby boy? Tell us, please tell us, of your wonderful joy.
Come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Oh, come down, day spring, come and cheer thy people with thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and as dark shadows
rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to me, O Israel.
Emmanuel, the Latin hymn that was just sung doubles as a prayer for the first and second coming of Christ. It takes us into the mind of old Israel, longing for the first coming of the Messiah. And it goes beyond that longing by voicing the yearning of the Church of Christ for the Messiah, Jesus Christ, to consummate the history of redemption. Matthew 1, 22 and 23 tells us, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." The first name we see on our banner is Emmanuel. This name was given hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus. It was spoken by Isaiah in his prophecy about Jesus being born of the Virgin Mary. And just as the scripture says, it means God with us. Listen carefully to what Isaiah wrote.
Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel."
The eternal, all-powerful creator, God coming to dwell with us. So much meaning is packed in this one word, Emmanuel. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed it. The popular song, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," written by Charles Wesley, talks of our Jesus, our Emmanuel, which proclaims the incredible truth that God became a man and was born of a virgin and lived among us. Jesus, our Emmanuel.
Messiah, John 1:41. "The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and to tell him, 'We have found the Messiah, the Christ.'"
The second name we see on our first banner is Messiah. The name Messiah means the anointed one. In Old Testament times, the king and prophets were anointed by pouring oil on their heads to prepare them for their office. In Greek, the word anointed is known as Christos, which is better known as Christ.
Branch, Isaiah 11:1. "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit."
The full name on our banner is is also from the Old Testament. Those people waited thousands of years for the Savior to be born. During this time, they gave the coming Messiah many different names. One of the most unusual names is mentioned in Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah 23.5. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, his name by which will be called the Lord of Righteousness." Jeremiah is speaking about growing a tree. He tells us that out of the root of King David, Jesus' ancestor, a long-awaited branch would grow. That branch would be Jesus.
On banner two, a name we see repeated more than once. It tells us of God's family with Jesus as his son.
Son of David, Matthew 1:1. A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Son of David.
In the very first verse of the New Testament, we see Jesus given the name Son of David, which shows us that Jesus was of the family of David. It was correct to call him by such a name, since David was Jesus, Jesus' direct ancestor, 28 generations earlier. When you read the first chapter of Matthew, you can find the entire list of names, all the way from Abraham right up to Jesus.
Son of the Most High. Luke 1:32. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne. Will give him the throne of his father David.
Here in the first chapter of Luke, we see another mention of Jesus as a son. Only this time he's called the Son of the Most High. In other words, Jesus is truly the Son of God. That makes Jesus true God as well as true man.
Son of God, Luke 3:22, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form. Like a dove, and the voice came from heaven. You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased.
When Gabriel was speaking to Mary, he gave Jesus another name, which we hear several times in the New Testament. It is certainly fitting to call Jesus the Son of God, for we know that although Mary was his mother, God the Father was his true father. That makes him rightfully God's only son. Listen to what the angel Gabriel told Mary about the baby she would have.
Luke 1:35. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
What can I give him?
Poor as I am, if I were a shepherd, not being a lamb, if I were a wise man, I'll do my part. Yeah, but what can I give him? I'll give him my heart.
Gift of love. The third banner shows us all a manger made of hay, and there within a baby small was born on Christmas Day.
Let's go back now to the night so long ago, as we hear the beautiful story of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem.
Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria. And everybody went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town. Went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Word. Revelation 19:13. He is dressed in a robe and dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God.
The first name on our third banner seems to be a strange name, Word. What do you want to be called, Word? Why was Jesus called that name? To find that answer, we must first go all the way back to the creation story in Genesis. When we look carefully at this story, we will find that every time God wished to create something, he would say some words like, "Let there be light." John just wants to let us know that Jesus was there for the creation. He was the Word. Listen how John writes about the Word in chapter 1 of his gospel.
John 1:14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling be among us.
I am. Revelation 5:6. Then I saw you. Looking as it is, has been slain, standing at the center of the throne.
Did you know that Jesus is also called the Lamb? He got that name because lambs were often used as sacrifices in the Old Testament times. A sacrificial lamb was a symbol that the sins of the people were forgiven because they were laid on the lamb's shoulders. Does that sound like Jesus too? He died once, and the sins of each of us were laid on his shoulders. Look at what Jesus' cousin, John, called him one day as he saw Jesus coming toward him.
Come on.
John 1:29. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
The last of the names on our third banner is also from the Old Testament. Jesus once said, "Peace I leave with you, peace I give you." What a wonderful thought spoken by the one who is known as the Prince of Peace.
The name Jesus means Savior. Now we find that there were many times when Jesus was also called by the name of Savior. In fact, he is called that over 50 times. It's an easy word to define. Very simply stated, it means that Jesus would save us all from the power of the devil and sin. He is truly a wonderful Savior. He is the Savior that we all need. Remember the words we heard in the Christmas story earlier. Now let's listen to the rest of all the Christmas story.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them.
In a stable.
In a stable.
In a manger.
In a manger.
Lies a baby.
Lies a baby.
A baby boy.
A baby boy.
His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Born at Christmas.
Born at Christmas.
And he is God's gift.
And he is God's gift.
Of great joy.
Of great joy.
Shepherd Matthew 2:5-6. For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people Israel.
Not long ago, we called Jesus a lamb. Now we are about to also call him a shepherd. That's right. There are several times when we speak of Jesus leading his flock. That's us, just like a shepherd. And Jesus isn't just any shepherd. He's called the Good Shepherd. In Revelations, Jesus is called both a lamb and a shepherd in the same verse.
Revelation 7:17. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water.
And again we hear in Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Redeemer, Isaiah 60:16. Then you will know that I am the Lord, your Savior. your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob.
Tonight we gather to worship a baby who was born in a lowly stable in Bethlehem. We silently kneel before him to worship him and give him thanks for all the blessings he has given us. And all these blessings, the best by far is the blessing of the forgiveness of our sins. After 33 years, that baby once lying in a Christmas manger would be nailed to a cross to take away everyone's sins. This all happened because there once was a time when we belonged to the devil. He owned us, and he had big plans to take us with him into hell because we could not pay the price to set ourselves free from the slavery of sin. But Jesus said he would set us free. He said he would pay the price. That price was high. It was his own blood. When someone pays the price to set someone else free, it's called redeeming. That's why Jesus is our Redeemer. He bought us back. Now we belong to him.
Alpha and Omega, Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
At first, we might be tempted to ask what the sauce banner has to do with Christmas. After all, isn't this a celebration of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem? Isn't it just supposed to be about Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and angels? Yes, indeed, it is about them, but they too were very thankful that Jesus wasn't born for just one night of celebration. Mary and Joseph and the shepherds saw the wonder of their first meeting with the baby Jesus, but it was because of who Jesus was that they stood there in amazement. They saw before them a future of hope and joy and heaven and life everlasting. That baby in the manger was never intended to remain a baby forever. He was to be a savior, a king, and Lord, because he was God. The Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. It's as if we would say the A and Z. Jesus is the A and Z, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He was the first before the creation of this universe, and he will be last to the very edges of an endless eternity.
Revelation 22:13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
Lord of all, the second group of words we see on our final banner is Lord of all. In Jesus' day, it was not unusual to call someone Lord. Wealthy people, landowners, and those in high places were often called Lord. But with Jesus, it was different. When the Bible spoke of Jesus, it wasn't just referring to any Lord who happened to be important at that time. Rather, it was referring to the Lord Jesus, a person of the Godhead. That's why we often find terms such as Lord of Lords and Lord of Glory and Lord of All.
King, Matthew 2:1-2. Mega from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw the star in the east and have come to worship him."
What was it that the wise men were searching for? Why did they travel to the capital city of Jerusalem? Why did they go directly to King Herod in hope of getting information? It was because they were looking for a king. And indeed they were right. For in that manger of Bethlehem, among the sheep and cows, the dust and dirt, bedded down in a used feed box and wrapped in strips of clay cloth lay, not only a baby boy, but the king of the universe. Jesus is a king indeed. His kingdom is far greater than any earthly king could ever hope to command. His rule is on the throne in heaven, and his loyal subjects do indeed bow down to him and worship him as their glorious king. What a joy to remember the coming of the king each Christmas. That's the thrill we feel when we bow before the manger and worship our newborn king.
Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous, and having salvation.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Joy to the world!
Mercy.
disciples of Jesus. They help us to reflect about what our Savior has done for us. But didn't you guys forget one name? What's the name that Gabriel told Mary to name the baby?
Matthew 1:21. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
Okay, I get it. I can see it. The name Jesus is spelled on the banner. The name Jesus brings comfort and joy to all of us who believe in him. The name Jesus was the Old Testament name for Joshua, which meant Savior. And it was given by Gabriel to Mary before Jesus was even born. The name of Jesus encourages us and comforts us and fills us with joy, not only in the Christmas seasons. Names are important, whether they're the names of people or of bands or of big companies, they're always intended to communicate something very, very important. And I hope as we reflect on the names of Jesus this Advent season, all the names that you guys have mentioned, but especially his name, Jesus, that it will bring great comfort and bring great joy to each and every one of us this Advent season.
His name is Jesus, gift of God's love, the Son who frees us, hope from above. His name is Jesus, born once so small. Light that still sees us, Savior of all.
This Christmas, we want to be like the angels and sing your praise.
We want to be like the shepherds and share the good news of the birth of your Son.
We want to be like the wise men, seeking you with all our hearts.
We want to give you all our praise.
For we have been given the best gift there
is. It is for your glory that we sing this Christmas, Jesus.
Here we have the cake.
Angels shouting declaration. As the stars reveal the wonder of the joy of all the heavens, O holy night. Breaking through the veil of mystery, shining through the waiting darkness, gathering to shout salvation, O glorious night. This is the moment we've all waited for.
worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.